This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Iran on Monday demanded U.S. guarantees it will never again pull out of the 2015 nuclear accord and warned Tehran will not accept any partial return to the deal. Washington must guarantee that no other American government can flout the world or international law and that what was done will never be repeated. Foreign Ministry spokesman Saeed Khatibzadeh told a news conference referring to the 2018 pullout. Talks to restore the nuclear deal between Iran and world powers are due to resume in Vienna on November the 29th after a suspension since June. The U.S. unilaterally pulled out of the deal under President Donald Trump and reimposed harsh sanctions on Iran, including a unilateral ban on its oil exports, going against the advice of his top military advisors. Russian President Vladimir Putin discussed regional conflicts and a crisis in ties with the head of the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency, who paid a rare trip to Moscow last week, that according to the Kremlin. The U.S. Embassy has said that the CIA chief William Burns was in Russia for 2 days of meetings with top officials at the request of President Joe Biden. CNN reported last week that Burns had been sent to Moscow to warn the Kremlin about the alleged buildup of troops near Ukraine's border. Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega is seeking a fourth consecutive term as voting begins in elections against a field of little-known candidates while those who could have given him a real challenge sit in jail, some of whom have been tortured and have families who do not even know if they're dead or alive. The opposition has called on Nicaraguans to stay home in protest of an electoral process that has been roundly criticized as not credible by foreign powers. This is VOA News. The sound of malnourished children in Afghanistan. Siga Mohammed is the assistant director for nursing at the Indira Gandhi Hospital in Kabul.
So because they since 2 months and 3 months, our molestation patient is increased day by day. When I asked the mother and father about the, all of complaint from the poverty and didn't have foods.
The United States Special Representative for Afghanistan on Monday began his first trip to Europe and Asia to discuss the developments in the South Asian region, where almost 23 million people, including children, are threatened with starvation. Ambassador Thomas West's first stop will be Brussels, where his discussions with allies and partners will focus on the way forward on Afghanistan. West said in a pre-trip tweet that the international community must act together to be effective. The United Nations has warned that more than half of Afghanistan's estimated 40 million population is likely to go hungry this winter unless more funds are forthcoming from doctors. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports starting today, the U.S. is accepting fully vaccinated travelers at airports and land borders, doing away with a COVID-19 restriction that dates back to the Trump administration.
Rules allow air travel from previously restricted countries, including most of Europe, as long as the traveler has proof of vaccination and a negative COVID-19 test. Land travel from Mexico and Canada will require proof of vaccination, but no test.
That's Julie Walker reporting. Ivan Bassato, the chief aviation officer of the Rome-Fiumicino International Airport in Italy, seems very pleased.
And this is the occasion for many Italians, many people living in Rome, many Europeans to travel after a long time to the United States and reconnect family ties, social relations, and also tourism.
Security researchers disclosed on Monday that spyware from the notorious Israeli hacker-for-hire company, NSO Group, was detected on the cell phones of six Palestinian human rights activists, half affiliated with groups that Israel's defense minister controversially claimed were involved in terrorism. Pegasus spyware is used against journalists, rights activists, and political dissidents from Mexico to Saudi Arabia. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.